Welcome to Business Beats. To Business Beats. To Business Beats. Business Beats. Welcome to Business Beats.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Business Beats podcast. My name is Ayodeji Agboola. Business Beats is all about bringing you valuable and practical information on how you can run your own business. It's all about business and entrepreneurship. Today's episode, we'll be focusing on one of the most asked questions as far as entrepreneurship is concerned. And I'm sure you know what that question is. The question goes like this: how do I start my own business? I'm sure you've had that question yourself, and you've been wondering what exactly are the first things you need to do to start your own business. Is it to go all out and look for capital and all of that? Or is the first thing to write a business plan? Or, you know, that's the most asked question when it comes to entrepreneurship. How do I start my own business? While the answer to this question may span more than duration of this podcast, but there are a few guidelines that could actually help you clarify exactly how you should start your own business. So we'll start by giving you a few pointers. The few pointers go like this. There are five really, really important questions that you need to ask yourself when you want to start a business. Interestingly enough, they all start with the letter W. And they go like this: why, what, who, where, and when. These questions are so important to the success of your business. And if you do not take time to actually ask yourself these questions and be able to give yourself very salient answers, then you would find that you would be in business and not be in business, if you get my meaning. So let's take the first one. Why? Why exactly do you want to start your own business? Are you tired of day job, your current 9-to-5? What exactly has been prompting you to start a business? Have you seen opportunities in your environment that you think you can quickly take advantage of? Or is it that you just have a fat bank account and you think that you could actually be better off as an entrepreneur? Or do you have a solution to a problem that you think you can actually sell over and over to people? What exactly is the reason why you want to go into business? Now, if you find this reason, are you really, really passionate about this reason? Are you really passionate about the why? This question, this very first question, the why, is the most important question. If you cannot convincingly tell yourself that this is why I want to do this, then you would find yourself in a very big dilemma along the line. Because when the downsides of business do start to come, you would definitely abandon your business because you are not passionate about the why. So let's assume that you already have a valid reason, a really, really valid reason why you want to go into entrepreneurship. Then comes the next question: what exactly is it you will be doing? I want to go into business because I see opportunity in catfish, for instance. So it means that what you will be doing will be to do your business around catfish. What exactly is it you want to offer to the people who will be patronizing your business? Now, this question is also important, but it can only come after you've answered the why question. Now that you've found out why you want to go into business, then it's easier to narrow it down into what exactly you'll be doing, because it must align with your passion. It must align with what you know how to do, what comes easily to you. Now you found out what exactly you should be doing. Let's say hypothetically we're running a soup business where you are going to be cooking soup and cooking food for busy executive lifestyle people. You know, now you already know that your passion must be around food. If your passion is not around food, or you just think that because there's an opportunity there, you just want to jump into it I'm telling you, when all the issues that surround this business crop up on you, you would bail. So it's important, incredibly important, that your business must be about your passion. Now, you know what exactly you should be doing. The next question goes to, who exactly are you going to be doing this for? Don't say that you're going to do it for the whole world, because the whole world is not going to eat your food. You've got to be able to narrow it down to the most nitty-gritty. Who exactly is going to buy what it is that you're selling? Because remember, the most important reason, the single most important reason that you are going into business is because you have a paying customer. If you do not have a paying customer, then you do not have a business. So you have to find out who exactly it is. Who are these people who are going to buy your service or product, and what kind of people they are? You've got to be as specific as possible. The next question that follows that, you already know why you're going to business. You know what you're doing. You know who you're doing it for. The next obvious question is, where am I going to find these people? Where do these people who are more likely to buy my product or service, where do they reside? Where can you find them? Where can you find many of them? Because another thing that is important in business is all about profit. Let's get that very, very straight from the beginning. The more people who are able to buy your product or service per time, the easier it is for you to become profitable. So if you had one customer per month, then you know your accounts are in red. But imagine if you had 200 customers per month. You know your business is green. So you've got to know where to find these customers, and you've got to know where to find many of them. Now, you know why you're going to business. You know what exactly you'll be doing. You know who you're doing it for. You know where to find them. The last but not the least question there you need to answer is, you've got to know when they are going to buy. You've got to know when exactly they are likely to buy what it is you're selling. If your business is seasonal, you've got to know when to provide this service or product. You've got to know when it is likely that they will be buying your service. You know, there's nothing worse than having the right product at the wrong time. Nothing's wrong with your product. It's fantastic. It's good. It's beautiful. But it's just not the right time. You really can't force people to buy when they don't want to buy it. So this is also as important as any of the other four questions. Why, what, who, where, and when. So if you can comfortably answer these five questions for yourself, then you already have a business blueprint. It's as simple as that. You already have a business blueprint. And, you know, it's funny because sometimes we think that going into business is going to be a very complex thing, you know, but everything complex can be broken down into smaller, simpler bits. You can apply the same five questions to large multinational businesses. Why are they going into business? What exactly are they doing? Who are they doing it for? Where are the people that they are selling it to? And when are those people ready to buy? You know, it's a long value chain system, but you can apply these simple questions to any form of business. So if you do not answer these questions for yourself, you would find out that you are really going to be going round and round in circles. So you cannot move any of the questions in a different order. It's got to be in that order. Why am I going into business? What will I be doing? Who will I be doing it for? Where can I find these people? And when am I going to be able to sell to them? It's got to be in that order. So don't forget, you got to memorize if you need to. You got to listen to this podcast over and over just to know exactly what you're offering to your target audience. Even big businesses did not start big. They all started small. You should never despise your humble beginnings. Every seed that is planted has the potential to grow into a very large tree. There's a popular saying that goes like this: giant oaks from little acorns grow. So if you have that in mind, you know that a single seed of acorn will grow into a giant oak tree. But of course, it doesn't just happen by magic. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. It takes nurturing. It takes care. All the elements that make it grow into a huge organism must be there and at the right time. Same thing with your business. When you start your business, it's got to start small. You've got to give it all the time it needs. You've got to give it all the nutrition it needs to grow. You've got to give it all the time and attention. You must pay attention to it. Just like a baby. A human baby is so dependent on its mother that without the mother, there's very little chance of survival. It's the same thing that happens with your business. You must give it all the time and attention that it deserves in order for it to survive. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, you can please leave us a comment in the comment section. You can also read the show notes if you don't have time to listen right now. But of course, you can always download the podcast and listen at your convenience, or you could stream it right from the website businessbits.com.ng anytime you want. If you found it interesting, leave us a comment, share it with your friends on WhatsApp, on Facebook, on Twitter, and all social networks that you can find. Love makes the world go round. So please, please do share. Thank you very much. Our very special appreciation goes to Shokpe Ojo from Steez Beats. He provided us with a very sonorous soundtrack that you heard at the beginning of this podcast. He provided it for free. So our very special appreciation goes to him. If any of you guys need his services, we can definitely hook you up. But you can be sure it's not going to be for free. All right. And to Ibukun Kafaru, producer extraordinaire, for providing us some of the equipment that we use in recording this podcast. So if you've got anything you would like us to know, comments, questions, requests, please, please do leave it in the comment section. If you'd like to be featured on the podcast, we can also arrange for this. You can leave it in the comment sections. Thank you very much. My name, once again, is Ayodeji Agboola from Business Beats. Till next time, goodbye.
Business Beats.